It's been a long couple of days for you.
Dr. Diane Miller, the student advocate and counselor, stated, or rather, understated. Long didn't begin to describe it. In fact, it felt like we'd been in one continuous day since I got to her place to get ready for the dance. The dance that was supposed to have been our night, our date, before I blew it. Then, that crap with Mitch.
Bubba,
Diane said, pulling my attention back to her. Neither Jake nor I had really commented on her statement. The only reason we were even in her office was because we had to do the anger management and work on our communication, per the principal and the coach. That meant two sessions a week, and we'd only gotten started the week before. Fuck. The only reason we were even at school was to get Frankie's homework, and to do this. We were all going to rotate, staying with Frankie. Or at least the guys were. Hopefully they'd let me pull a shift on Thursday. I don't really want to talk about it, I told Diane when she kept staring at me. I shifted in the seat and tried to ignore the throb in my hand. Pretty much, Jake agreed with me. Granted, our fight was what landed us up in here, but we were united on this topic. It was no one's business. The kids were all talking about it. I'd heard the gossip everywhere, seen some of the social media posts, and already saved some dumbass sophomore's life when he straight up asked Jake about it. Moron.
Okay,
Diane said, shifting aside a notepad and staring at both of us.
I'm aware of what happened at the dance. All of the teachers were informed.
Great.
I also know what happened to your hand, Bubba.
My hand is fine. I jammed my finger and dislocated two knuckles. It was worth it. Walking in that room, red hazed my vision all over again. She'd been so out of it. Her dress had been torn. The knuckles on her hand had been bleeding. She'd punched him. She'd also scratched the shit out of him. Frankie was no slouch. But the asshole drugged her. My fists clenched, but Jake sat forward.
Great! Then you don't need to ask us about it.
Actually,
Diane said.
I do. Not about the specifics, because clearly neither of you want to discuss that.
She was right about that. No, we didn't want to discuss it. We're not here to discuss that. We're here to work on our anger or some shit, right? Jake and she both gave me a look, and I sighed. Yeah, my temper was showing. I didn't want to be at school at all. In fact, I wanted to trade places with Archie and be at her place, looking after her. But it had been really fucking hard to be there the last few days. And I kept messing shit up where she was concerned. The last thing she needed was me being an ass. So, Archie was there, and I was here. Sorry, I said, and blew out a breath. I'm just mad.
You have a right to be angry,
Diane told me. Jake snorted, but when she looked at him, he shook his head.
Boys.
Diane exhaled the single syllable and leaned back in her chair.
You're in an impossible situation, so let me make a few things clear to you. What you're experiencing right now is tough and traumatic for adults, much less kids, granted you're 18.